views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and I have made it my mission to share information that can help you live a life that you love at work, at home, and at play. Today, my guest is Tricia Whelan, a woman who has been teaching holistic nutrition and energy work for over 27 years and helping people identify what it is in their thoughts, diet, and environment that might be weakening them or strengthening them sometimes. Tricia is a certified vegetarian nutritionist with training in Chinese, Ayurvedic, and macrobiotic teachings. And she's also very involved with Sunrider, which is an awesome company that offers a lot of high-quality herbal products, some of which have made a huge difference in my life in the past. She's with us today to share three things you can do to take back your power and be in control of your own health, as well as help your family be healthy too. Tricia, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Thanks so much, Debbie. It's great to be here.
Oh, wonderful to have you. And, you know, you happen to be local. I always feel closer to people when they live in my own province, my own area. So why don't we start by having you share a little bit about your story, like what triggered your interest in natural health?
Well, 33 years ago, Debbie, I was in pretty bad shape. I was a letter carrier, a long-term type 1 diabetic, and I had desperately wanted to have children, but walking 10 miles a day with 40 pounds of mail on your back and trying to be a good diabetic wasn't working very well for me. I ended up miscarrying two babies. The doctor told me that I had better not try again. I could go blind and my kidneys could fail. So we adopted a beautiful, beautiful baby boy at the age of 2 months. And I was off on adoption leave and found myself pregnant a couple of weeks later. And 8 months later, gave birth to a second beautiful baby boy. So I went from no babies to two babies in 8 months. And then my whole system crashed. I desperately wanted to live long enough to see my boys grow up. That was my major focus. And I found that the medical aspect approach was not working for me. My kidneys technically failed with the pregnancy. My eyes were hemorrhaging. I was undiagnosed celiac. I had horrible digestive problems, weight problems, just a list a mile long of health problems. And it was at that point that a friend of my husband's introduced us to the Sunrider foods, and I started eating the foods. My eyes quit hemorrhaging. My kidney function returned to normal. My celiac cleared up. All of my addictions cleared up. My candida went away. My arthritis in my hands cleared up. My carpal tunnel disappeared, and it just went on and on and on. And it was at that point that I realized the power of whole foods. And that's when I started studying nutrition. And like you said, Debbie, became a certified vegetarian nutritionist. And I love all the ancient ways. I love the Chinese approach, the Ayurvedic approach, which is all about bringing the body into balance with food. So that's really how I got started.
Wow. That is quite a story. And not a totally unusual one as far as the adoption goes, right? Where people get the adoption all set up and that's when you seem to relax enough or something that you get pregnant on your own. But the fact that you were able to carry it to term with all that stuff going on for you, obviously a little bit of a miracle baby there.
Exactly. And I do believe you know, like I said, partly having our first baby, I wanted to live and be healthy for this baby. And that's part of what inspired my ability to carry the second baby as well. So it was awesome.
Wow. The other thing I have to comment on when you talked about being a letter carrier and, you know, carrying this 40-pound sack around, it made me think of my own backpacking and going through the Grand Canyon. And that, I know how hard that was. Mine was 42 pounds. I can't imagine anyone carrying that every day, all the time, everywhere as they worked. Wow. Yep. Yikes. So what has been, I mean, I know probably Sunrider might even be the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you to go a little bit deeper into it. And what has been your most powerful tool in regards to helping people regain their health?
Well, definitely, Debbie, the correct Sunrider foods, but also the Vitality Analysis Lab. Now, this is an independent lab in Edmonton, Alberta. I've been working with them now for over 27 years, and they do something called that Vitality Analysis using radionics or frequency testing. And from that, they can tell you everything going on in your body: acid, alkaline balance, protein, carb balance, heavy metals, candida overgrowth, how every system is working, how toxic every system is, your essential fatty acid balance, and which one is best for you. They also test you for 140 different table foods and whether a food is bringing you health or draining your health. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, has just been powerful. So that's how I found out that I was probably celiac. I had so many issues with gluten, and it's very common in a type 1 diabetic. But between the Sunrider foods, the Vitality Analysis testing, and I also did NATE. Now, Debbie, you're probably familiar with Dr. Shaoli Shi here in Winnipeg, and she does Nambudra Pads allergy elimination therapy using acupuncture and acupressure. So those were the three tools I used to clear up my celiac symptoms and all of my digestive problems. So those, I think, are just incredibly powerful tools.
Okay, so when you're talking about your most powerful tool then, are you talking about the vitality assessment, or you're saying all three of those are kind of equal?
Well, for me, it was the Sunrider foods, but I think the vitality analysis was important because the Sunrider foods is putting all these amazing foods in, but we really need to identify what is it that we're consuming that's maybe draining our energy, or what are we missing in this? You know, what are the things that we might be missing that would be important to improve our health? And that's right. What the Vitality Analysis Lab really made a huge difference with.
Yes. You know, I had that test done many years ago. I've actually had it done more than once. But one of the times, what it told me was I sent in, I guess, some of my water because I wanted to know what was going on, why I was still so drained with all the things that I was doing. And my water was actually draining me. It wasn't hurting me. There wasn't bad things in it. It's just the energy of the water was actually stealing from me rather than giving to me. And what a wonderful thing to learn, because I mean, how much water, I know some people stay away from water, but I drink a lot of water. And if we have water in your tea and water in your soup and water in your veggies, you know, you get a lot of it in a day. So And it was really nice to have that ability to actually see what was working for me and what wasn't. So
They can test you for pretty much anything, like whatever supplements you might be taking, you know, from other companies or whatnot. You just send a sample along and they can tell you, you know, is this helping or hurting? Or if you're wondering if your kefir water or your other forms of healthy bacteria, healthy gut flora is making a difference for you, send a sample and they can tell you how it's affecting your frequency. It's awesome.
Right. Yeah, that's really neat. So I mentioned in the intro that you would be sharing three things our listeners can do to take back their power and be in control of their own health. Are those them, or do you have three other things?
Well, actually, I was kind of following along with some other questions, like what fallacies about what we consume. And I think that's so much, you know, everybody and his dog has a book out these days about what to eat and, you know, what to do. And I think that a lot of those books, the only thing they're good for is making money for the writer. So one of the big fallacies is, of course, you know, that dairy products are actually good for you. Well, not so much. Humans can't digest the casein or the lactose in milk products. Goat's milk is a little bit easier to digest, but getting dairy out of the diet, there are so many autoimmune diseases that are triggered by dairy products, and I think we could all do better without. Only 20% of the world's population consume dairy, and those countries tend to have more of the, like, I'm type 1 diabetic. I grew up on a dairy farm. The dairy farm beside us had two type 1 diabetics, and so I'm a real proponent of getting dairy out of the diet. Another one that bothers me, and actually, Debbie, you already mentioned it, is that water will hydrate the body. And actually, that's not correct unless you have some lovely spring water or a really good well where you live, Debbie. And because for I think drinking water is great. An Ayurvedic principle is have a couple of cups of hot water first thing in the morning, but only all it does is it flushes the inside. It's like a beautiful shower first thing in the morning. So it warms the whole digestive tract. It flushes the kidneys, it flushes the bladder. But to be hydrated, you have to actually get the fluid into your cells and tissues. And water can't do that. Mm-hmm. Many clients I've had that have actually run into massive health problems from dehydration, and they said, how is that possible? Because I'm drinking so much water, and I make sure they understand that water will not hydrate. So you need those electrolytes, and you need those plant-based electrolytes, and those actually pull fluid into the cells, so you get that right balance of intracellular and extracellular fluid balance or electrolytes. Now, most people do not realize that so many health issues today are caused from dehydration. A lot of arthritis, joint pain and whatnot, the body's dehydrated. Mental fog, dehydration. Balance issues, dehydration. It's just incredible how just getting a little bit of those electrolytes, plant-based electrolytes in, and all of a sudden so many health problems clear up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So you're basically saying then get your hydration from the foods that you eat, like the fruits and
Vegetables especially. You just cannot, Debbie, if you ever did the food test on that vitality analysis, you would see that fruits really are not that great for people, except fresh lemon and melon. Those are so alkaline. And I think that's another important thing, is trying to get your cells and tissues alkaline. And that's one of the wonders of electrolytes. So yeah, get it from, you know, greens, green foods, alkaline foods, that sort of thing. That is so good for hydrating the cells.
Well, you know, I have to play the devil's advocate here a little bit. Because I don't know if you're familiar with the medical medium, which is Anthony William, but he talks a lot about fruit and how there is this myth, this fallacy out there right now saying that fruit is not actually good for you. And fruit is so filled with the electrolytes and all of that moisture. So I have to put that out there, not to say that you're wrong, because like you said at the very beginning, there's so many schools of thought on so many things, and we all follow in these different directions. But I'm giving that to you as something to just mull over and look into a little bit more, because I think that the fruits actually do provide us with a lot of wonderful benefits. But again, that's just my thinking, and it's okay for your thinking to be different than mine. Yeah. That's what makes the world go round.
Yeah. Being trained in Ayurvedic medicine, Debbie, we don't look at what's in a substance, what's in the plant. We look at the energy of it. So in Ayurvedic medicine, anything that cools the body might not be particularly good for somebody. So that's why there's a lot of fruit growing in Hawaii and the hot areas of the world, because fruit has a cooling energy to it. In Winnipeg here, especially in the wintertime, the last thing we should be doing is eating fruit, because our body is already struggling to try and stay warm, and fruit is very cooling. Now, also, as a type 1 diabetic, I can't eat a lot of fruit because it does raise my blood sugars. So I'm coming at it from a slightly different angle.
True,
one of my clients came to me, and she was really struggling with her weight. And she said it was summertime, there was a lot of fruit, you know, it wasn't real expensive, so she was eating a lot of fruit, and she just wasn't losing weight. And also her blood sugars were going up and up and up. And so I told her, I said, cut back the fruit to one piece a day. And she did, and blood sugars went back to normal, and she started losing weight again. So we have to remember, fruit is a simple carbohydrate, and simple carbohydrates tend to cause weight gain. So again, look at a food not for what's in it, but the energy or frequency that it brings to the energy or frequency of the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. So what was the third thing then? Because you said there was the hydration piece, and now I'm forgetting what your first one was, even though it was a really good point. What was your first point?
Well, about dairy being...
Of course, about dairy. And what is the third one?
One that's really good is, what is the main cause of obesity? And a lot of people think, well, if I change my diet or if I exercise more, that's going to make a difference. But it's actually not. The main cause of obesity is emotional issues. Mm-hmm. And so I think that would probably be one of my most powerful tools as well. And I believe that fear is probably the biggest cause of obesity, because when we're afraid of a relationship, or we're afraid of success, or anything in our life that's causing us fear, maybe it's a bad marriage or an abusive marriage or something, we will build this fluffy fat fort, an FFF around us. And that fluffy fat fort is there to protect us. So until we can kind of get rid of the fear and realize that we are safe and we're in a wonderful, wonderful place, it's sometimes people will struggle to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know that a lot of what we eat causes weight problems. Food sensitivities is a big one. And with that, the big ones are wheat, dairy, tomatoes, red meat, pork, sugar. Those all cause inflammation in the body that will show up as weight gain. Also, mm-hmm. coffee. Coffee and caffeine. Caffeine raises your cortisol levels. And when cortisol levels go up, the body stores fat around the middle.
Right.
So there's a lot of fallacy out there about coffee being good for you. No, it's very acidic. It's a stomach buster. It dehydrates the body. And of course, it causes weight gain. So that's another one. And then, of course, candida overgrowth. Now, candida, it's a bacteria that grows naturally in our body. But when it goes out of balance, it causes a lot of issues. Candida grows and dies off. And when it dies off, it gives off massive toxins called mycotoxins. And those mycotoxins are stored in our fat cells. Our fat cells are not full of nice, fluffy, white fat. Those are actually the toxic waste dump where our body stores toxins and whatnot. So when people are struggling to lose weight and it's just not happening, maybe look at your candida levels. And of course, stress drives candida up. Antibiotics drive candida up. Too much simple carbs in the diet drive candida levels up, including the fruit sugar in fruit, sadly. So those are big ones for me.
Interesting. So let's take this and let's flip it a little bit. Now, let's imagine that you have a mom who is really trying to ensure they're raising a healthy child, but at the same time, they recognize that they're not going to stop their child from, say, going to that birthday party that happens to be at a fast food joint or whatever, and, you know, stop them from eating all things that are bad. So let's just give moms an idea of what are some of the things that their child would need to eat daily in order to be healthy and strong and get their calcium, get their protein, and so on.
I think vegetables have got to be number one. Like, if you eat a healthy diet 5 days out of the week, and then on Saturday and Sunday you're at McDonald's or going for pizza or whatever, go for it. Because stress, worrying about what your child eats, is probably as harmful as some of the things that they're eating.
Absolutely.
I'm very big into the energy. And so bless your food. I grew up with in a strong Catholic family, and we said grace before every meal. And also, my mom was an amazing cook. She loved the food that she was cooking. So it's all energy. It was this amazing energy that she was putting into the food. It was her love going into the food. It was our prayers going into the food. And that is powerful. So if you're there, you know, if you happen to be there with your child at a birthday party, you know, you just, instead of thinking, oh my God, my child's having all this horrible cake and ice cream, you just bless it And it actually takes away some of that bad energy.
Absolutely. And so that's a wonderful thing they can do on those occasions. But what about, you said vegetables, but I'm just thinking we could be a little more helpful here to the mums. I mean, as a vegetarian nutritionist, you can give them a little bit more. So what are some of the things that they should be feeding their child? If they're not doing the dairy and if they're not doing all the things that you've already mentioned, what can they be?
Well, like I said, as many vegetables as you can get in.
Of course.
That's where all the nutrition is actually in the vegetables. But that's also your fiber. Vegetables contain every nutrient known to man. Like as a vegan, I raised my two boys who are 6 foot tall and 200 pounds on a vegan diet. Mm-hmm. So all the protein that your body needs is found in plant foods. Don't ever worry about calories or calcium or whatnot. All the biggest animals on earth, the cattle, the horse, the ox, the elephant, the hippopotamus, they're all vegan, and not one of them worry about protein or carbs or fat or whatever.
Exactly. They don't have to give it any thought at all. Exactly. So what about the mom that has a child that just doesn't like the veggies? What do you tell them to do?
Maybe then see if you can't get, like, I have a Vitamix. I love
it. Me too.
And throwing put in as much greens as is tolerated. And then maybe throw in an apple and a lemon or something to give it a sweet, more desirable taste. You know, a little bit of fruit. But the powerhouse is in the vegetables, and that's a great way to try and get some good food into children.
Right. I used to take my Vitamix when I was making spaghetti, and I would put in all my broccoli and the things that the kids didn't like to be able to see, because they wouldn't eat it if they could see it. Yeah. And I'd put it in my Vitamix and whip it all up so that it would just go into the tomato sauce. And you could still tell it was there, but they weren't that worried about it. They weren't, you know, looking at it with a microscope. They just couldn't, if I put it out so that they could easily see it, they would reject it. And they ate a lot of stuff that way. And then as they got older, they had already learned to really love their vegetables, which was a blessing for me.
That's a great idea, Debbie. I hid a lot of stuff in our organic tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, grind up your broccoli and your onions and your garlic and your celery and, you know, and make it ground up really fine and then cook it into a spaghetti sauce. That's awesome. And then serve it, because I'm dead set against wheat. Wheat is a scientific experiment that failed.
Oh,
badly.
Me too. Rice noodles all the way.
Yeah. That, or actually organic spelt is great, or organic kamut noodles. And you can find all of these at Superstore. You don't have to go to a health food store. The Superstore in our area here in North Kildonan, which is quite close to you, Debbie, you know, you've got their health aisle with all those great wheat-free type of pastas that are still, you know, whole grain pasta. Like I said, on this vitality analysis, spelt is good for pretty much everybody, whereas wheat really drains people's energy. So, yeah.
Nice. I can actually eat about 2 servings of spelt a month. If I do more than that, I react to it. Oh, but it is an ancient grain, and so it's got a lot of great stuff in it. It's just my body is pretty darn particular. So what about exercise? Where does that fit into this? Just really quickly.
That was my next, like, what is more important, exercise or what you eat? Well, let's go back to when I was a letter carrier walking 10 kilometers a day with 30, 40 pounds on my back. I was not a healthy person, even though I was exercising like crazy, because I was eating all the wrong things. So actually, and this is something T. Colin Campbell has done some research on, that it is your food. Your food is number one, and exercise is a very close second. So they say that sitting is the new smoking. So movement is so important. And it could be rebounding. I'm a big fan of rebounding on a mini tramp, and that's so much fun for kids. If you can't get your kids to exercise, get a mini trampoline and get them bouncing on it. It really is good.
If you can't do the big trampoline, because they love that even more, and it has the same benefits, except in the winter, it can be a little bit hard to get out there. Yeah. So if a listener wants to find out more about you, Tricia, and what you have to offer, how can they do that?
Well, just contact me through email, sunholder1@gmail.com, and I can answer any questions. There was one more thing that I wanted to mention that I felt was very important, Debbie, if we have the time, and that is what is the most important thing that you can do for yourself, for your life? And of course, as Louise Hay would tell us, love yourself and be grateful for everything in your life. And I've read two really neat little books. One is called The Gratitude Jar by Josie Robinson. And it's a quick read, but very powerful, especially if you have young children, they can do it with you. And then, of course, Thank and Grow Rich by Pam Grout. Just an awesome book. Awesome.
Nice. Well, thank you once again, Tricia, for being on the show. I really appreciate your coming on and sharing all of your wisdom with our listeners. A big thank you to my wonderful listeners. With much appreciation for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Tricia Whelan, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.